Bob.
Dance me up on the jukebox.
Jukebox.
Juke Jones. Got a jukebox.
We had Spike Jones on the bar.
All the jukebox music.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, inside the making of the most influential LP record in history, we'll take a first listen to the Sgt. Pepper Expanded Anniversary Edition. Go right back to the original sessions and hear how the record was made. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
Probably be another day singing it.
Yeah, I just heard it then, that was nice.
Yeah, and what you could do with the bits where you can't get it because you haven't got enough breath, you can just stop.
Just take over, yeah.
Take one.
Two. What do you play, John? Just play what you play.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
on the Vinyl Experience, a first listen to the expanded Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band Anniversary Edition, going back to the original take ones for the two songs that begin the album, the title track, and With a Little Help from My Friends. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Not since Beatles Anthology back in the mid-90s have such raw Beatles tracks been officially issued. They've circulated widely on the bootleg market, but here they are showing up on an official Apple-sanctioned release. A rare glimpse into the making of arguably the most influential recording in the history of recordings since Emil Berliner scratched Wiggles into a cylinder in 1888. For this amazing insight, and to George Martin's son, Giles Martin, producer and mastermind of this project, we are grateful. This is a Rosetta Stone for Beatles fans. But the project takes the Sgt. Pepper Redux one step further. The original mono mix of the album is presented along with all of these outtakes and unusual glimpses into the studio work. But the actual stereo mix of Sgt. Pepper from 1967 is not part of this release. For that, there has been a remix, not remastering, but an actual remix from the original session tape made in our time by Giles Martin, purportedly based on that mono mix that the Beatles themselves worked on with his father in 1967. And limited with only four tracks at their disposal, which meant if they wanted to keep on upping the ante and adding things to the mix, they had a mix down, bouncing everything they had to just one track to free up another to accommodate the new recording. It was far from an ideal process, but going back to those original session tapes, and given the technology available to us today, it's possible to spread Sgt. Pepper out over many, many tracks and give each individual sound the attention that it couldn't have gotten back in the day. The results are interesting. It's kind of like the mono record in terms of its body, but something different is going on. The sonic texture certainly is different. The original record was mixed on an analog console driven by vacuum tubes. This is a very digital affair. It has a modern sound. It's a little freaky. It's as if the band went in and did this record today. To help you decide, I'll do something which we don't often do, but in the case of a song this familiar and an occasion this special, let's run with it. You're going to hear something twice. I'm going to play for you the original 1967 mono mix of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band and With a Little Help from My Friends, and then the revisited version that'll come out on the anniversary set. So no, you're not imagining things. You're going to hear these songs twice. So if you can, stop what you're doing. Put the headphones on. Lean deeply into the speakers and listen. Like it were new, as it was 50 years ago.
Yeah. would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. I get high with a little help from my friend. Gonna try with a little help from my friend.
With a little help from What do I do when my love is away?
Does it worry you to be alone?
How do I feel by the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own?
No, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try.
Brand new 2017 remix, not remastering, but an actual remix from the basic tracks of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by Giles Martin as part of the forthcoming 50th anniversary deluxe set, saluting Sgt. Pepper and reimagining the sound, but based on the mix balances and perspective of the original mono record. And so we heard that from the vinyl back to back with the new digital remix. So what do you think? No, I'm not going to play them again. Although that last song does kind of stick with you, doesn't it?
Stand up and walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Oh, baby, how did I? Well, I let it in my body. Oh, no, no. How do I feel at the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own?
I tell never you say no more. Only good love, my friend. I got to buy the thing over here. Everybody got the love I need. I'm certain it happens all the time. You know it does.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I don't see nothing, but it's just the light. Don't you know I got lit? I gotta get my friends together. Cause all we gotta do is love now. I'm gonna take them home with me now. You gotta get all of your friends now. You gotta get all of your friends in love. Nobody knows the way. Nobody knows the way. You got your friends. You got your friends away. You got your friends to love. You got your friends to love. You got your soul to love. We'll be right back.
Grease Band and myself. Thank you very much indeed. See you again. Beautiful. The fantastic Joe Cocker.
Trade come to the poet's room, talking about the problems of a leaf, and yes, it'll be back soon. There used to be tons of gold and green coming up here from Mexico. Mexico is under the thumb of a man we call Richard, and he's come to call himself king. But he's a small-headed man, and he doesn't know a thing about how to deal for you.
How to deal for you?
There are millions of you now. I mean, it's not as if you were alone.
There are brothers everywhere.
Mexico. Happy Cinco de Mayo from Jefferson Airplane and the Vinyl Experience. And the Running of the Roses, too, tomorrow. Happy Kentucky Derby Day from the Rolling Stones.
Thank you. to do. The things you wanted, I bought them for you. Graceless lady, you know.
Drag me away. Wild, wild.
The outlaw rocker friendship between Keith Richards and Gram Parsons blossomed when the Rolling Stones gifted the Flying Burrito Brothers with a new song that they were polishing called Wild Horses. And it dated from Muscle Shoals, 1969. You see it in the movie Gimme Shelter. And then they played with it a bit more during the recording of their own Sticky Fingers album, which also produced a track with a horse reference, or at least a horse race reference. And that's Dead Flowers, which we heard a demo of from the recently expanded edition of Sticky Fingers. And, of course, the reference to the race being Kentucky Derby Day, which is tomorrow, running for the roses and going for the gold, with some alternate versions by the Beatles and the Stones on this vinyl experience. And hey, the race isn't run yet when it comes to horse referencing songs. Got one now by Iggy Pop.
La la la. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
A desert with its life underground and the perfect disguise above. Under the cities lies a heart made of ground, but the humans will give no love.
You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Say a prayer for the cowgirl. Her horse ran away, and she'll walk till she finds him, her darling, her stray. But the river's in flood, and the roads are awash, and the bridges break up in the panic of loss. And there's nothing to follow, nowhere to go. He's gone like the summer, gone like the snow. And the crickets are breaking her heart with their song as the day caves in and the night is all wrong. Did she dream? Was it he who went galloping past and bent down the fern, broke open the grass, and printed the mud with the well-hammered shoes that she nailed to his speed in the dreams of her youth? And although he goes grazing a minute away, she tracks him all night, she tracks him all day. Blind to his presence, except to compare her injury here with his punishment there. Then at home on a branch on the highest tree, a songbird sings out so suddenly. Ah, the sun is warm and the soft winds ride on a willow tree by the riverside. Ah, the world is sweet and the world is is wide, and he's there where the light and the darkness divide, and the steam's coming off him. He's huge and he's shy, and he steps on the moon. When he paws at the sky, and he comes to her hand, but he's not really tame. He longs to be lost, she longs for the same. And he'll bolt and he'll plunge through the first open pass, to roll and to feed in the sweet mountain grass. Or he'll make a break for the high plateau, where there's nothing above or nothing below. It's time for their burden, the whip and the spur. Will she ride, with him? Or will he ride with her? So she binds herself to her galloping steed, and he binds himself to the woman in need. And there is no space, just left and right, and there is no time, but there's day and night. And she leans on his neck and whispers low, "Whither thou goest, I will go." And they turn as one, and they head for the plain. No need for the whip, oh, no need for the rain. Now the clasp of this union, who fastens it tight? Who snaps it asunder the very next night? Some say it's him, some say it's her. Some say love's like smoke, beyond all repair. So my darling, just let it go by. That old silhouette on the great western sky, and I'll pick out a tune, and they'll move right along, and they're gone like smoke, and they're gone like this song. Oh, love, oh, love. Da 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 da.
Jennifer Warren singing Ballad of the Runaway Horse, a great Leonard Cohen song on the wonderful album by the late Rob Wasserman called Duets, a landmark in the late 80s with a whole bunch of guest stars. The Vinyl Experience. Horse walks into a bar. Bartender says, "Why the long face?" It's a very old joke. Let's go out on an up note.
Stone, Charlie Clark,
And that's the Vinyl Experience. Echo and the Bunnymen. Check out past Vinyl Experience shows in the archives at PRN.FM. Check out the Vinyl Experience stations on iHeartRadio. Check out my tweets and the Vinyl Experience Facebook fan page. I'm Paul Cavalcante.